Yes, this is. Have you been doing? Did you do the other histories in biochemistry, or did someone else do?
I've done
Mildred Cohn and Harlan Wood.
Yes, I did Harlan Wood. I did not do Mildred Cohn.
Harlan, I assure you, I'm quite. Mine will not be as enjoyable as I'm sure Harlan Wood was. He's such a sparkling character.
Oh, he was. I had a great time with him.
Yeah.
And I just talked to Conrad Block.
Oh, he did?
2 weeks. Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago. I was in Boston, then went to Denver, and then down here. So I spent a good part of a day with him.
Yeah.
Well, I think everything is working all right.
And you're sure this is all right? You don't
This is fine. I'm quite comfortable if you are.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
Let me just begin for the record by indicating that today is April 3rd, 1993, and this is Jim Boning talking with Herbert Tabor in his home on the campus. Can I call it a campus at Bethesda?
Yeah.
At NIH.
Yeah.
I know you were born in New York City in November 28th, 1918. Could you tell me something about your parents and your family background?
Nothing that's perhaps too relevant to our general discussion. My father was in a small wholesale business in New York, in downtown Manhattan, and I'm not quite sure what you...
Well, did you live in Manhattan?
I lived in Manhattan, and I went to elementary school in New York City, and went to Townsend Harris High School, which was a part of City College, and was a high school that had was an accelerated program. Everybody accelerated, so you did 4 years and three. And in general, the whole educational system was accelerated so that you had the 3 years of junior high in 2 years, and many people also accelerated 1 year in the elementary school, meaning that I, graduated from high school just at 14 and a half, but that wasn't that unusual for the period.
I didn't realize it was that common to do that. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Well, I had the two sisters, both of whom died. Yeah. And
what elementary school was it?
It had a number, 169. It was right near where Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons is located now.
What was it like?
And of course, that's not completely irrelevant because that was being built while I was walking back and forth to the elementary school. And, what influence that has, I don't know. But it was rather exciting seeing it go on.
I was going to ask what it was like growing up in New York in those days.
Well, it was a lot, in many ways, a lot different than now. That area was probably a little more like what we call suburban area now. It was that far uptown Manhattan was relatively unbuilt. It was along the river. Very pleasant, actually. The place where Columbia P&S is, I think, before my time, was the baseball field around 1918-1919. Yeah. And
where did your interest in science develop?
Well, I've been thinking about this, knowing you were coming down, and that's very, very hard to pinpoint. I think a little later than the period we're talking about, or perhaps along the same line. There, I think an awful lot of people in my generation were influenced by some of the, you know, classic books like Microbe Hunters or Rat Slice in History, and Arrowsmith a little later. And it was quite, I mean, it's quite clear to anybody that there were big developments in science and medicine. And I think at that time I wasn't sophisticated enough to realize the difference, to the extent that there are differences between medicine and science, because at that time the development of medicine was so completely dependent and associated with the developments in biological sciences, and a lot of the a lot of your top scientific people were trained as MDs at that time. I mean, there were obviously a fair number of PhDs who but I think there was a greater tendency in the biological area.
Just interrupt and ask, hey, hello.
Yes.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Murray, nice to meet you. No, I don't drink coffee. Thank you.
Not you?
Tea or
tea if it's not too much trouble.
Great.
Just plain.
So,
you
want
to open a window?
I'm comfortable, but anything is.
Maybe I'll open a little window and get a little air. I'll open it in here so it won't be a draft. Just for background, do you edit this or
yes?
I would assume so. Some of these aside,
right? No, well, I'll edit it, and then you can edit it when you see the copy as well.
But anyway, it's pretty hard to put your finger on it. It was something that in the general community, the development of medicine. You see, anyway, I was in elementary school then from beginning in 1924, and that was really just when medicine became more scientific, really. The vaccinations were developing, and so forth. And for whatever reason, that was rather exciting.
What about in high school? Or elementary school, first of all, were there any teachers that had any influence on you?
I wouldn't think so ill for that period. They were, my recollection is, perhaps it's not naively, but they were all pretty good. They were all enthusiastic. And, but no one person at all. No.
It wasn't unusual at that time to have PhDs teaching in high school. Did you have any?
I would doubt it.
Okay.
I probably wasn't sophisticated enough at that time to register where they were. The high school was a particularly interesting one because, as I said, it was a one where you did 3 years. It took 3 years for the four-year course, and if you came from parenthetically, one of the reasons I can't say too much about it is if you came from the junior high school system, then you did the 3 years in 2 years, so you were practically out of it before you, you didn't have much time. But it was a school that, as I say, was not part of the regular city system. You had to take an exam to get in, and even though a lot of people did, it was a small school, part of the city college system. And actually, I think probably if one were to I have no data on it, but to go over its graduates, and probably all did. He did quite well. He had to have an exam to get in, and the teachers were not from the regular school system. So it was really a very special thing. It had another special aspect, really, from a different point of view. This would have been, just at the beginning of the Depression, and this was a school that was downtown in Manhattan, on the east side of Manhattan. And so when I went by subway through the city and walked across from east to west, and again, at a relatively young age, you became quite aware of the problems of the big city and of the Depression.
Did the Depression have any effect on your family?
Not really. Potentially, yes, but obviously there's a certain insecurity, of course, particularly if you're in business, but somehow we were sheltered. We didn't have expensive tastes. We lived in a modest apartment and did not have a car and so forth. So I would say, except in terms of the implications of it for everybody, and it didn't have any personal effect. I don't think my life was any different because of it, which is rather unusual to express it that way. I quite thought of it that way. So I was quite fortunate in that sense that my parents had been quite conservative and frugal, and so we managed without any real inconvenience. You know.
Was there any particular reason you selected this school?
Well, I guess it was a challenge because it was a special school. I guess that's all. I don't really remember. It was. It might be a little pompous to say, but probably because it was a school where you had to pass an exam and had a better reputation. And whether or not the fact that you got through faster might have seemed relevant at that time, of course, at my age now, a year more or less probably seems very important, yeah.
The reason I ask that is that I think there were other schools in New York that were also competitive and had entrance exams.
Not at that time.
Not at that time.
You're thinking of things like the school, high school of science.
Right.
Those were all, I think, at
later. Oh, okay.
Now, this was the only one at the time.
See.
And you see, I don't remember the size, but I doubt if the whole school was over 1,000, probably less. And compared to what at least I remember of the average high schools of being around 15,000, this represented a very real difference. Mm-hmm. So I would, I'm sure it doesn't surprise you that I haven't thought about these things. And it's the type of thing I was wondering what you would ask, because I might have thought through a little more why, but. It's pretty hard to know at this point what the reason was. I would assume it was a challenge of a better school. Smaller classes and so forth, yeah.
Did your parents have any influence in these decisions?
Well, I assume they did, but I don't remember it. They certainly went along with me and supported me very much, you know.
What was the curriculum like? What kind of courses did you take?
Well, technically, the school was in a historic sense, was set up as a preparatory school for City College So it was set up, I think, in 1846. And I think that's where the name Tamsin Harris came, if I've got my dates right. Because he was a name at that time. I don't know why they named it after him. And the atmosphere was such that it was a much more clearly a sort of pre-college kind of course with a very, very academic. We are into
is this tea too strong? If so, we'll have to do it.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I can drink it virtually anyway.
Yeah. That's how big some coffee is for me.
All right. Thank you.
How much time did you spend with Conrad Bloch?
Oh, 4 or 5 hours, I think.
About 5 hours. Just once?
Yes.
I was wondering about how you would handle that, because in a sense I would think that going a second go-round would give you things to ask about.
Well, that's always the case. When you get through one agenda and you go back and review it, you see a number of other things that could have been covered. He has already written some autobiographical information.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And then he would jump ahead a great deal, and I would try to keep bringing him back because I was interested in this early period in Germany and tried to cover as much of that as I could.
Well, as I said, I have a lot of my best interesting background than the other piece that you talked to. But,
well, I'm not sure.
In a sense, from a historic point of view, I guess having some dull people is not irrelevant, really. Of course, I was hesitant, as you know, to be involved just for that reason. But I think, as personalities, or even as scientists, or many other people, would do a better job for you. And I assume that the reason people wanted me to do it was not so much for myself, but just for having been with the journal for so long.
Well, I think that's
an overview of what's been happening, and of course being at NIH, which is from before it was big to now.
Exactly.
You
have a unique window on a number of things. NIH and the journal those are all things that I'd like to cover.
So in that sense, even though I know you're interested in the background, because for whatever it's worth, it's perhaps a little less relevant than it would be in some of these other cases. But anyway, to continue on that aspect. No, I think it's very hard for me to put my finger on it, but why people like myself and others, parenthetically Arthur Kornberg, came from a somewhat similar background. He and you know his book, I guess. But science, medicine, and the intellectual approach was the popular thing in our community in that period. You ask about my parents supporting. They completely supported it because it was a thing that without any specific plans and knowledge, thought was important, and much more important than, say, going into a business and so forth. So in this day and age, I think that might be a little bit different. But
were your parents immigrants, or were they born here?
Well, my father came over at the age of 3,
okay.
And my mother was born here. So, but the whole community was one that was in favor of this kind of thing. So if one was interested in it, that was the thing to do.
Were there, I'm still looking at family influence, were there many books in your home? Was there an interest in music? Did you have exposure to music and reading?
Yes, there was, but not just in the usual way, not anything special, you know. But there again, it was, anything intellectual, be music, was something that both my family and the community was in favor of. Well, coming back to the high school, so there were small classes, and I think they were, it was really very good. Now, the problem, I would think, it's quite different. I think it's probably true of all schools in those days. The education, and again, you can't dissociate it from one's own lack of maturity, but the education was sort of, even if it's extensive, somewhat rote. I think it was much better than the other schools, but there still, it didn't have, that I remember, the give and take of thinking and broad thinking that our children receive at the schools these days. But again, their classes were small, and it was quite a good background.
Was there an emphasis on science, or were there sufficient humanities as well?
No, it was, there was no emphasis on science. I mean, they had a science course, but in fact, I can't even, I think there was only one, really, perhaps. Maybe there were more. In physics, it was not the, no. I don't remember, perhaps I'm wrong, even any laboratory work of any kind. Yeah,
okay. As you were going through the school, had you given any thought as to what you wanted to do once you graduated? And you were graduating at a very young age.
Yeah. Well, this is goes back to the other thing I was saying. It was this mixture of mixing up science and medicine, and I think for the most part, and why I find it a little amazing to think of, but I pretty much wanted to do this sort of thing all along. I don't think I was entirely clear on what this meant, but this combination of science and medicine, perhaps a little more emphasis on the, on the medical aspects. But, so, I'm amazed, but I can't put my finger on when. Again, you can't separate it from the fact that this was a very desirable thing in the community, so that the family and just general environment would encourage that sort of thing rather than the reverse.
Had you thought about going to City College? You were in one of
them? Actually, I went for 2 years.
Oh,
okay. City College, yeah. Okay. Partly, of course, it was the routine thing to do from this high school. In addition, I was 14, and it was during the Depression, and for whatever reason, I just didn't give it too much thought. So I was
I went 2 years to City College and then transferred to Harvard.
All right, so you would have started there in...
I was in the same class, by the way, as Arthur Kornberg. We were both at the same time.
At City?
At City College.
Okay, because your paths crossed again down here.
Down here, yeah. Now, I don't remember. We may have met once. I don't remember really knowing him until we came here. But we're a little when we compare notes, we're a little unclear on that. Yeah.
So that would have been
1933
that you started there.
Started there, which of course is again, it's not. I think I don't see any direct relevance, but it has to be relevant. This was in the middle of the Depression. I mean, which is
well, in those days, City College was certainly one of the outstanding institutions.
That's right. It was, and that was another reason why I went. I mean, there wasn't any question that it was an awfully good place to go to.
It was also, as I understand it, a site of I'm not sure how I should put this, political unrest.
Yeah.
Were you caught up in any of that?
No, perhaps I should. Well, I shouldn't say no. No in any defying sense. But there's no question. A defined sense meaning joining or... But there's no question that it gave you, having all this going on, gave you much more, perhaps, an awareness of the problems of the Depression, the problems of political unrest in Europe, and a general social awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's not as unusual now at school, at colleges, but
mm-hmm.
perhaps in that period, it was all, this would not be true at all universities, but it was certainly true there. Yeah.
And what did you select as a major?
There I was in the sciences. I don't know what it's technically called, but I was definitely in the pre-med category, yeah.
What kind of courses did you take then in those 2 years?
Well, I took inorganic chemistry. I remember, I'm just trying to think. Certainly qualitative, perhaps quantitative. A biology. And of course, the way the curriculum was set up, for the most part, the first 2 years were all sort of relatively general.
Mm-hmm.
The general courses. I did not take organic there or physical chemistry there. And I remember general biology, a fair amount of it, very big work. So forth, yeah.
So this is where you really had your first laboratory experience.
That's right, yeah. In fact, I remember now, I think I went one summer before. If I had stayed at City College, I would have finished in 3 years instead of four. Again, that hardly seems relevant now.